أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فذرني ومن يكذب بهذا الحديث سنستدرجهم من حيث لا يعلمون وأملي لهم إن كيدي متين. In the previous ayats we read that on the day of Qiyamah there will be a special tajalli like nur of Allah Ta'ala, and the effect of that will be that all the righteous and pious people who used to make namaz, who used to make sajda, will prostrate and fall automatically into sajda. And it will be such that nur, that everyone will want to make sajda. However, those people who were munafiqs, hypocrites, who only made namaz for show, their backs will be hard and straight. And though they will desire very much to make sajda, but they will not be able to. And the same way, the non-believers also. May Allah Ta'ala make us amongst those people who make sajda here also regularly. And there also Allah give us this great opportunity to fall in prostration in sajda to Allah Ta'ala. And that was enough. This is enough for the hidayat of a person. If a person thinks of this a little bit, it will be enough for his hidayat. But still, if he doesn't get hidayat, and every Nabi, and especially Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, was very concerned of the hidayat of mankind, that everyone must get hidayat. So when the people still not getting hidayat, Allah Ta'ala consoles Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, you don't have to worry about it so much, you don't have to burn yourself so much. فَذَرْنِي وَمَنْ يُكَذِّبُ بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ. اب چھوڑ دے مجھ کو اور ان کو جو جھٹلائے اس بات کو. Now you leave this matter to me, that I will deal with this matter and with those people who deny and do not believe in the life of the year after, of meeting Allah Ta'ala, of this great and honorable occasion of making sajda to Allah Ta'ala. In other words, you are so concerned, and which you have to be, and more than what we are worried of our children and families, dunya's welfare, that they get a nice house, they get clothing, they get education. Every Nabi had much more greater concern for the deen of his ummah, because he knew 100% that their success only lies in deen. That they should have deen, their dunya, their akhirat will get made. But when they don't believe, Allah Ta'ala console Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you leave this matter to me, I will deal with them. Just like one of our children, he has a problem, and the father says, don't worry, you leave it to me, I'll sort it out. Now that becomes a dangerous thing. And yeah, Allah says, I will sort it out. Allah, the most powerful, the most great, and he says, I'll sort out these people, you do not worry about it. That is a grave warning, and that should be also enough for us, that we make more effort for deen, and that we worry about ourselves also, and that we correct ourselves. سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. اب ہم سیری سیری اتاریں گے ان کو جہاں سے ان کو پتا بھی نہیں. And now we will drop them step by step from where they will not know also that they have been dropped. This is a very serious condition which we call ghaflat, unmindfulness. That a person doesn't care about what is happening. He's just living in a world of his own. Like somebody who wants power, he becomes blind to everything. All he wants power. A person who wants wealth, and he becomes blind to everything. He doesn't see whether he acquires it in a halal or haram way, whether he's making zulm on people. This is a very serious condition, this ghaflat, that a person is totally unmindful, and he thinks what I'm doing, that is right. And he just carries on in that way of his. إِنَّ كَيْدِي وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ اور ان کو ڈھیل دے جاتا ہوں. And I'm giving them just some respite. I'm just giving them some time. And I'm leaving them to themselves. Like a fisherman, when he catches his fish, and he plays with the fish a little while in the water. And the water thing, and the fish thinks, I'm safe, I'm still in the water. But it's just for a little while. Soon the fisherman will pull out that fish from that water. So just like that also, when we are unmindful of the laws of Allah, breaking His laws, Allah also gives little respite and little time. And a person thinks, I'm all right. He's doing all haram. His earning is haram. His actions are haram. But he's still getting on nicely. Many people wonder also that how come these people are in so much haram, but yet they're enjoying everything. You don't see them having any problem. That is respite from Allah. And that is a very dangerous condition, as Allah Ta'ala says in front, Inna kaydi mateen. Beshak mera daav pakka hai. My plan is 100% strong. And they are not out of my control at all. It isn't that I can't punish them, but I want to punish them even more. This is in one way also the mercy of Allah. When Allah gives a person more chance, then he should make tawbah. He should turn to Allah. But if he's going more into guna, more he's oppressing people, then this is a very dangerous condition. To understand this, just one simple example. We're having a function at home. Some very special guests are coming. And we want to treat them the best. So we want to give them hot samosas as soon as they come. So we got the frying pan on the stove. The oil is sizzling hot. Now they are just supposed to come. As soon as we're going to hear them making salam, they are entering, we're going to put the samosas. But our two-year-old child who was playing there, and we had little ghaflat, unmindfulness, and he pulled the handle of the frying pan down, and all that hot oil fell on him. So an occasion that was going to be of so much enjoyment and pleasure has turned into a total tragedy now. Just like that is ghaflat. This is in dunya, this ghaflat. In deen, this ghaflat is even worse when we are unmindful of the qabr, of our maut, of akhirat, of being presented in front of Allah Ta'ala. We don't think about that. And we're just getting on with our dunya and we are thinking we are enjoying. This is even a more dangerous situation. So a person must always, therefore, zikr of Allah regularly, the company of the pious, going out in jamaat, and then thinking of our akhirat, preparing for the life of the akhirat, and worrying about ourselves, our family, and the whole ummah, and the whole of mankind. We should at least be making dua that Allah saves us from the punishment of the qabr of the akhirat, and we should not be living in a dream world that this is the end all and be all. And when Allah gives us health is very good, money is flowing in, everything is going rosy, that should make us more to make shukr of Allah and turn more to Allah. But normally in such conditions, we turn away from Allah and we break His laws. We haven't got time for namaz, etc. That becomes a serious situation. May Allah protect us all, and in all conditions that we're concerned of ourselves, our akhirat, our fellow brethren, and we make more effort on deen also, and we try and make dua for everyone to get hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.